Parshat Vayera has Hashem telling Moshe that he's going to harden Paro's heart. No matter what Parish you're going to do, you're going to have to deal with that as a question, because part of fundamental to what we go through in life is we believe to some degree in free will, and we believe in Hashem doesn't just decide to punish us and that's it, you can't do tshuva. We believe in the power of tshuva. The whole yesod of every Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Drasha, all Elulong, all the slichos of our davening every single day is we talk about doing tshuva and coming back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and hoping that that would help us avoid punishment. So it's a pretty fundamental question, what is going on there with Paro. So we might be familiar with the Rambam, just in case, I put it on the sheet just to compare and contrast to what the Sforno is going to say. So the Rambam, it's both in Hilchot Tshuva and the Rambam in Shmona Prakim. The Rambam says that at a certain point, a person does a sin, does it so much, it's such a bad sin, he's got to get punished for it. If he didn't get punished for it, something would be wrong. He's done something so bad and so terrible that there's got to be some kind of punishment, to the point that Hashem will take away his free will at that point. So yes, we believe in free will. That's for a while. At a certain point, if you've done something so bad, we're willing to take away Hashem, not we meaning, but the way we understand it, Hashem is willing to take away his free will. So as the Rambam says, monim nimeni wa tshuva, eim anichin lo reshut lashuv mirisho, kidei shiyamud v'yovad b'chatato sheyaseh. We want him to die as a Rasha, so he will die in his punishment. That's what we did. So we're saying, v'ani achazek alev paro, lefi shechatam me'atzmat chila, he sinned, did this so much, natan adin limnoa hatshuva mimenu achinifra mimenu, until he was paid back for this terrible thing he did. He decided, they had Am Yisrael there, they had invited them to the country, welcome here, and all of a sudden, let's get them, let's do these terrible things to them and make them suffer. And how could you possibly do that? Such a terrible thing. It would be wrong if after everything he's put Am Yisrael through, he goes, you know what, I'm sorry. So Hashem says, too much. You went a step too far, a few steps too far. You're so far past the line is a dot to you. You can't do tshuva, and therefore I'm going to get you. That is how the Rambam understands it. And I'll call it similar, but it's not the same. The Ramban says that that happens after enough tries. The first five makot, I believe this is also Rashi's approach, the first five makot were chances to do tshuva. The last five were already punishments. In other words, Dom, now you're going to do tshuva? Svardaya, now you're going to do tshuva? Kinim, Arav, Dom, now you're going to do tshuva? No? Okay, that was it. Now, let me give you the makos, you're going to be punished, and I'm going to harden your heart. You're not even going to be allowed to do tshuva at this point. I'm going to harden your heart, you need to be punished. So similarly, at a certain amount, you're allowed to do tshuva, you're given the opportunity to do tshuva. If you pass that up, you're not going to be able to do tshuva. So it's not the same as the Rambam, because one is about the terrible thing you did, and the Ramban, it's more about you passed up opportunities to do tshuva. But either way, they have it as certain point, you missed out. Okay, everyone sees that similarity. So along comes the Sforno and says, Hashem is chavetz b'tshuvat rishayim. He'd much rather them do tshuva. V'lo mitatam. He doesn't want them to die. We can't possibly understand this if we don't accept the possibility that anybody could do tshuva. So, and the whole point of doing all the makot, every single makot, all 10 makot, not just the last five, not the first five, all of them, was to get Mitzrayim to do tshuva. Everything was just, everyone should realize the Ribono Shel Olam is in charge. Not the gods they had in Mitzrayim, but the real one and true God is the one in charge. He's the one running the show. So, imagine you don't believe that. You believe in your gods, whoever you have in Mitzrayim. So, but as much as I believe in Emuna Shlema, my wrong gods, but there's these makos happening to me. And as much as I'm davening to my false gods, it's not working. So you know what I might do? I might be willing, because of my fear of what the next mako will bring, I'm going to go along with it. I'm going to give in. So not that I want to, Not that I want to do tshuva. Not that I, okay, now I believe in Hashem. Mi Hashem Asher Yishma B'Kolo. Okay, now I believe in Hashem. Now I believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's the one true God. I don't accept all the other gods. No, not that. I don't believe in him. But whatever it takes to stop these makos, just do it. Oh, okay, okay. I show you 3 days. You believe in God? Yeah, yeah, yeah. In other words, Hashem is giving Paro what you might call super free will. And up, ain safek shelulei achbarat lev haya Paro mishalech et Yisrael belief safek. Had Hashem not hardened Paro's heart, how much can a guy put up with? Another maka, another all his sheep die, all the animals attack, and there's frogs in his head and frogs in his bread, and his blood. How much can he take? Of course he's going to let them go. Hashem hardens his heart. What does it mean, Hashem hardens his heart? Lo altzara tshuva v'achna l'kal yiparach. Had you said, you know what? Hashem, you win, you're the one true God, that would have been it. But el alatzar hayoto bilti yachol lisbo od etzara ramakot. I just can't take it anymore. So Hashem says, you know what? I'm going to give you a special ability. I'm going to harden your heart. You are not going to be afraid of the makot. You now have a choice. Do you believe in your gods? Or do you believe in the one true God, or Kadosh Baruch Hu? You are going to be the one person in the world, or the group of people, who are able to make this decision of who to believe in and which God to accept as God, Kabbalas Ol Malkut Shamayim, from pure choice, not based on any mitigating factors, not based on the makos affecting your decision. You're going to be able to ignore the makos and decide in a vacuum, HaKadosh Baruch Hu or the other gods. It never stopped being an option for Paro. So this allows Paro to still have his free will, to still make his choice. And therefore, that's what we're saying. How can he harden Paro's heart and then punish him? And the answer is because Paro still had the ability to make the decision. The only hardening he did was that he allowed Paro what anybody else would the choice they would make when faced with all the makos. He allowed Paro to ignore the makos and let him make the decision he wanted. He gave him the super ability to have free will, to ignore all those circumstances that would affect his decision. And now it's up to Paro to make the right decision without that influence. Hashem gave him the ability, Ani Akshel Lev Paro, Shitametz Lizbol al Makot, Velo Yishlach Mirata Makot at Yisrael. He's not going to send out Am Yisrael because he's afraid of the Makot. It's only if he decides to accept to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the ability Hashem gave him. That's Ani Akshel Lev Paro. Ani Akshel Lev Paro. That's what it's about, says the Sforno. That he's going to give him the ability to make the decision he wants to make. So, this helps explain, again, any hesitate, you know, philosophical questions we would have on, wait, why is Paro being punished? What did he do wrong? Hashem hardened his heart. He didn't have any choice. No, he did have a choice. In fact, he had more of a choice than everybody else, says the Sforno. Most people would say they didn't have a choice. What was I going to do? There's all these makos. They're forcing me. Be like if I'm beating you until you do something. Tluy of his oven, right? You guys learning Kedushin. Okay, they hang you up until you do it. What choice did I have? Paro had the choice. Hashem gave him the super ability to make the choice to ignore all those other factors. So, first of all, that's one thing we learned from the Sforno, how to understand that. But the second, the Sforno throws in this last line. Why did he do this? The man tisaper ata Yisrael aroev etzaratam. You, Am Yisrael, who saw what Paro and the Mitzrim were going to. You were going to tell this, bozne ben chan, to the ears of your kids. The odia shekol ilu yifal ilu im gever lashiva olav. This is the extent a Kadosh Baruch Hu will go to make sure that you do tshuva. To do tshuva for the right reasons. Vizek kishi yifash mesu ma'aseyim bevor ilayim ez paranut. That's when you check your actions when something terrible happens. When bad things are happening to you, it's a sign a Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying, come back to me. And any obstination on your part is all HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, you're making this decision only for the right reason, not for any outward reason. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu will cause, even though you should be making this decision for all those other reasons. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving you the ability to say, no, I'm going to look in the face of all those obstacles, and I'm still going to do the wrong thing. To give you the opportunity to do the right thing for only the right reason. That's the message about tshuva. That's the message about Bechira Chavshit. And Paro kept making the wrong decision all along because Hashem gave him that ability, the most free will that any person could possibly have. That's what Hashem gave to Paro. He didn't take away his free will. Adarabba, says the Sforno, he gave him the most free will. So as opposed to the Rambam and Rashi and Ramban's approach, at a certain point he lost it, at a certain point he lost the chance for tshuva, or he lost his free will and just had to get punished. Sforno says, no, he had the free will. The punishment, it wasn't a punishment. It was all just to get him to do tshuva. And the only thing that Hashem did by hardening his heart was give him the ability himself to make his own decision for himself and not just to, okay, let Am Yisrael go to stop the Makos. Yes?
Does that really explain why Hashem did the Makos then? If they don't influence Paro, what were they for?
They were to influence Paro.
You said he just made it so Paro wasn't influenced by them.
But each time it's an opportunity for him to do tshuva. It gave him the ability to not send out Am Yisrael out of fear of the Makos. But he was influenced by them. Hopefully, he sees these terrible things happening and says, you know what, I did something wrong. But he's not, he's only going to stop them. The only way to stop it is to accept the Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's not to just send them out of fear of the Makos. But it's still to influence them. It's just he gave them the ability to look in the face of these terrible tribulations and ignore it in order to make his clearly thought out decision that he wants to make.
Also, anyway, ultimately, after the 10th Maka, doesn't Paro send them out because of the Makos?
He does, and then he runs after them.
Okay, but he's still listening to, like, the Makos are the things influencing his decision.
Okay. It's a good question. You could look at what the Sforno says there, if he says something, I don't know. But that's what he said. He's saying that he never took away his free will. The only thing he took away was that normally a person would be influenced by these surroundings, and he let him not be. Shkach.